KO4 RSN monitoring. KO4 RSN listening.
ZLK, I had the microphone in my hand and I was trying to remember, was it KO or K4? Because I heard you call a minute ago and I had a phone call. This is Shane, N4ZLK.
Good morning, Shane. This is Andrew, KO4 RSN.
4, I think you are or were the sheriff's deputy in Anderson, right?
Correct, and as of right now, I'm still going strong.
Might be looking for something, but, well, maybe something will show up.
I'm in the works with some other stuff where, you know, I'm not in any rush, but also not letting any grass grow under my feet at the same time.
With what happened last night?
No, I actually didn't hear anything about it until, I woke up and saw some Facebook groups posting about it, and then looked on the news and kind of saw the deal. But yeah, fortunately, it wasn't my night to be.
I know that, you know, the people that do what you do, you know, you do it. You don't do it for the money, but I'm sure you're not regretting that you weren't there, unless, you know, you could have been a help to somebody.
Yeah, they kind of put me over in the Belton Honey Path area whenever I work, and I am loving every minute of it, because, man, I can go a 12-hour shift and get maybe two or three calls. I mean, some nights it gets stupid. The only bad thing about working areas like that is when it does pop off, it's usually rather significant, but for the most part, I get to just mind my own business and ride out my 12 hours. Just got me a hotspot in my car so I can play on digital now.
Are you able to get on the, you know, the radio? Are you able to use it during, while you're working, or do you have to be careful with that?
As long as I can, you know, I kind of have to split my attention between, obviously, that and the work radio, but as long as it doesn't, you know, I don't talk on it a whole lot. I kind of listen to a lot of people, and I'll just kind of step in if I think, you know, if it's been slow or something. But I try not to let it divide my attention too much with the work stuff. But like I say, for the most part, where I'm at, it's mostly listening out for my partners and what they got going on, because my area is pretty slow.
Here, hang on just a second. Yeah, we're set up, okay.
Is that you, Andrew?
It's me, yes, sir.
I hadn't heard you on here in a while.
Well, you mentioned that. I've actually, I don't know who's in charge of the repeater, but down in the Anderson area, there has been a major degradation of the signal. When I'm mobile, I can't listen to this repeater at all. People tell me I'm getting into it fine. Right now I'm at the house on the radio, so I should be getting into it good, and I can pick it up just fine. But yeah, mobile is when I'm usually on the radio, and I don't know what's happened, but I've even gotten me a better antenna on my Jeep, and it's gotten way worse.
I don't know what to say on that one. Maybe somebody listening can give you some information on it, but I don't know what to tell you.
I emailed some folks. I kind of looked up the repeater contact info and emailed them to see if maybe it was something on the repeater end, because I've, you know, I was originally on my Yaesu FT3, and I just kind of had a 2-meter amplifier to kind of help make the jump from Anderson up to Caesar's Head, and it was doing okay for a while, and then it, you know, got kind of bad on the receive end, so I thought maybe, you know, something in my system. Well, since then, I've, you know, kind of got myself a Christmas gift of the Yaesu FT300 or FTM300, and, you know, I've checked multiple antenna locations, changed the coax. I've pretty much changed everything in the system, and it has not improved, so I'm willing to believe it's not on my end. So I'm not not sure, and I've talked to some people that have been doing this longer than I have, and they say that this repeater sometimes will go through periods or phases where the outlying areas kind of stretching out towards the tip of the coverage area will just randomly get a bit worse on the receive end.
I used to live in Williamson, and I never had any issue with the repeater, but that was years ago. I'm not sure where you are when you're mobile. Anyway, but hey, Matt, and I'm my next stop. I'll let you guys have a chance to work.
The same thing. I'm at my next stop. So, Andrew, it's good to hear you on here again. Maybe we figure out what's going on, and you can get back on here. But I'm going to say 7-3 for now. You and Shane, have a good day. KO4HK. Cliff.
Talking to y'all, and like I say, I'm just kind of sitting around the house waiting on work tonight. So I'll be standing by listening for a little bit. KO4RSN, I'll be clear and standing by.
This is N5CSA Mobile.
5CSA, KO4RSN, go ahead.
Good morning to you. Hope you're doing well. Been a few days since I spoke with you, and I'm in Anderson as well. I'm over here by Oakwood Baptist Church. So you got to work tonight, huh?
Unfortunately, I'll be riding around. Like I said, I was working kind of area where you stay at over there, Home Park area, but fortunately they had some mercy on me and put me out into God's country out in the outlying areas of Belton Hunting Pass, so I'm loving it out there.
Just feeling safe, so all that's gone away now.
And now the guy they replaced me with, he's new, but he's a go-getter, and he's a former Greenville County medic. So if you got anything going on law enforcement or medical side, he's got you covered on both. You know, if you call me for medical stuff, I'm going to show up and give you the old ABC, ambulance be coming.
I understand. Yeah, well, fortunately, right there where I live, we're not plagued too much by a bunch of stuff, so that's not to say that it isn't around. And, there are a few areas on the street that you know something's going on, but other than that, hasn't been anything that bad going on around there, so fortunately.
Had a whole lot right there and where your house is. It's there's a one or two houses, but normally it's the people from those houses that you know, mess around in other areas. It seems like we get more calls over in the 29625 area, kind of where you're at now, Oakwood area, and getting over into the Centerville area than we do Accident Home and Park here lately.
CSA Mobile. Yeah, I was sitting at work one day and just for fun pulled up AGRSFI, and I saw you out mobiling around somewhere over closer to your house. So you must not have been working on personal errands. But, that was pretty neat. So you run that in your house and your vehicle?
I do, and I was going to ask, have you noticed any change in your receive side of this repeater?
I can't really speak to that because I don't listen to it a whole lot. In certain areas where I go, my reception is not real good on anything. Usually, unless I hear somebody that I know over here, I don't pop over here. Because I had been running on 25-watt radio, and just wasn't doing the trick, so I got my Yaesu FT7800 back in here. And I think I can reliably get over here. So, but with the 25 watts, I was sometimes not really readable. That's possible, you know, like you say, there's the leaping of the trees is happening now, so therein lies some issue, I guess, but yeah, I can't really say for definitively.
Okay, yeah, I've tried to kind of figure out what the issue is, and I know when I first started talking on this repeater, it would have been early fall, late summer last year. I had me a little short 26-inch low-profile antenna that I would put on a lip mount on the trunk of my patrol car, and then I'd just hook it up to my 5-watt HT, and I was usually sitting right over there, the cemetery off of 29 North, right there at Cox Road. And people would say I was coming in, you know, full quiet in just off of 5 watts. So, I mean, this repeater seems to do great on the receive side. It's just, and at that time I was picking it up fantastic no matter where I was at, running up and down East Greenville or 81 North. And then even out in the, you know, Williamston-Belton, Honey Path area, I pick it up great. Now, I just, whether it's on that antenna, my patrol car, or my personal vehicle, I, for whatever reason, just can't seem to get it in good anymore.
I've spoken on it quite a long time, actually. But the last time I spoke on it was with Pinpoint DJC. I'll come over here if I hear him, think I might catch him. So far, I've not.
Yeah, like I said, I've been trying to run it down, and I was talking on this repeater a decent bit, like I said before, because it's one of the more active ones. The Anderson ones don't seem to get a whole lot of activity. I acquired a Yaesu 2-meter radio. I forget the model number. I think it's a FT6200 or 61, or maybe a FT6000. I can't remember. It's a 2-meter only radio. Somebody was getting rid of it. They just gave it to me for free. It was in pretty bad shape. I had to pretty much take it completely apart and soak it and soak the frame and everything in Dawn dish detergent and get some pretty funky smells and whatnot out of it. It's set in an old decrepit house. I got it up and running pretty good, and I've been meaning to throw it in the car and see if maybe it would do a little bit better since it's a 2-meter only radio, but I don't know. We'll see.
Understand completely. I went through the same thing with the little 25 watt Chinese radio. Changed antenna, changed coax, changed the magnetic mount. And so I finally said, well, just change the radio. So I'm a lot happier now. Mostly get on here and talk with Bill here in Anderson on 5-2. So that's usually where I spend my time. So he got a new radio, and at his house, I got a new radio in my car, and I think we're hearing each other pretty well now. So, you know, on Simplex, there are places you go where he's not hearing me too well, and I don't hear him too well, but most part, we're doing pretty good. So, well, hopefully you'll figure it out, and, you know, as you say, there's not a lot on the Anderson one. I usually throw the call out on the 9-7 and the 7-9 at lunchtime, and occasionally catch up with WN2W John, and another person or two, but that's about it.
Yeah, I talked with John a good bit. I forget the, I think it's the 443-800 that I talked to him on a good bit. But yeah, I hear you calling out on 5-2 just about every day. It's usually right about the time I'm going to pick the kids up. And I'll hear it on the house radio because it picks up a lot better, obviously. And when I get mobile, I think you're just far enough away where sometimes I'll faintly get you, but I can't respond because I know it all be for naught because we're just out of range to be able to actually effectively communicate.
Yes, I completely understand. I don't expect too many people to be close enough, so occasionally you catch up with somebody. There used to be a guy we talked to who was over in the Belton area. But we haven't heard him in a while, Dale. But yeah, I need to get that repeater plugged up in my radio, the 70 centimeter. So I think John has it at his house, if I recall correctly.
It's listed at, but I actually think it's on NMED with the other two, is what he told me. It's so there's the two NMED, the linked repeaters, the 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and then there's that one that's his and I think a handful of other guys. That are also up there.
Yeah, that would make more sense, wouldn't it? Sure would. Get better coverage, I'm sure. But we're right here at Oakwood. I picked up my grandkids, and so we're going to see if we can get out of here on the 28 bypass. That's always fun. If I can go back to the right, probably be better.
Yeah, it's funny, I hadn't been there in a long time. That's where I went to school up until the third grade, and then my parents moved across town, and that was when I started public school. But yeah, it was a lot of good times.
Danny's been there since the first grade, so he's in sixth now. Hope he'll make it to another one, and Olivia's in second. So my daughter graduated from there. I had never actually attended church there until COVID and kind of forced me to change because the other church wouldn't get up and running again quite as quickly. So we attend over there now. I think it's a decent Baptist church. Everybody happens to have a Baptist sort of leaning.
Yeah, we went to church there. It's been a long time since I've been. We went for a little while after I stopped going to school there, and then we switched Concord for a while, and then I think towards the beginning of high school, we started going to Temple, and that's where my parents still go. I've been going to, we go to my wife's church now, First Pres. And it's a little different for somebody who grew up Baptist, but we like it.
Hey, Mobile. Yeah, I think if my parents should say anything there, or my father, that would be his family was kind of a Presbyterian. My grandparents, mother, married at Presbyterian Church in Abbeville County. So anyway, I understand. I know a few people that go to First Pres. My boss goes to Concord. So anyway, I want to get off of here and talk to these kids for a few minutes. So I'm down in the creek bed, so I may not be getting in too well anyway. So it's good talking to you again. I hope you have a good night at work and be safe.
It was good talking to you. Like I say, if I'm ever close enough, I'll get you on the 5-2. It's KO4 RSN. I'll be clear. 73C, Roger.
All right, 5 CSA, mobile clear.